Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Coming up in the noon hour, we'll look at 10 more football cards in about 20 minutes. Maybe we'll find Randy McMichael today. Maybe we won't. What we will find, Randy, is a bunch of fun stories. I know that for sure. That's what we found every day. But we might find Randy. We'll find out.
What? Well, I mean, what happens when we find him? I mean, this is working with 1220. So now once we find him, because last time when we found me, I wanted to keep going in that year. Because that was my, you know, that's when I was in it. I knew all the players. Like, these guys, I know them, but I don't know them. Like,
you want it? We can go back to 03 if you want.
We'll think about it. But it's just suggesting that we'll come to it later.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to end just because
obviously,
we find you.
When sports come back, you know, we'll have this 1220. We'll use it for, you know, because wasn't 1220, wasn't that our Falcons?
Yeah, the Lunchtime Falcons Report.
Lunchtime Falcons Report, that's right.
Yeah. So at some point we'll have to, I mean, training camp starts in 20 days. Three weeks from yesterday, training camp, maybe, is going to start for the NFL. I
mean, thank you, Andy, man.
Everything comes with a maybe in front of it, right?
You ever realize when you're thinking about something, you know it's somebody's birthday, but you can't remember whose it is? I'm like, damn. Because all my family is born, we're all born in this area. I'm like, it's somebody's birthday today.
Yeah. I know it's somebody's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Very special's birthday is tomorrow.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that then.
Yes.
But I don't know whose birthday it is today.
I don't know. Auntie Pam listens, so she'll probably text me. Because I don't know.
Just as long, don't let it be her birthday. Don't.
No, man. Hers is coming up, though.
Okay.
Yeah, hers, Mama's, Uncle Dave's.
Everybody right in the same area, because your birthday was just a couple weeks ago. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a very special birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, but
We'll get there tomorrow. Anyway, a lot to get to in the noon hour. Some damn good questions with Wendy. Wendy will join us at 1240 for that, as Brian is on vacation. Like we said, some football cards coming up at 1220. Here's the thing. Like, the football cards, they serve their purpose. Like, at this point, to an extent that I thought it would be cool. I didn't think, you know, we wanted something to get us from the dog days of COVID to sports. And at least one Atlanta team sport starts this week. I mean, Atlanta United plays on Saturday.
Yes.
So we got there, you know?
They play on Saturday, just like DJ Terminations do it. In the hot box clubs in the country, DJ Terminator, Saturday night, the Atlanta United, Saturday.
Who's DJ Terminator?
In the bass train, baby? Okay. Basically, we're down there where I'm from, in Fort Valley. They got them legit joint hot boxes. Well, all over in that area, like up to Milledgeville, over Washington County, Taylor County, Crawford County, all them counties around that area. They had the famous DJ was DJ Terminator, and all you would hear is, because all he played was bass. So it would be Saturday night at the Brown Derby Lounge in Fort Valley, Georgia. It's DJ Terminator and the bass tree, baby. And Duke.
That was awesome.
Man, DJ Terminator, man. DJ Terminator's coming to them hot box clubs and had that bass. Yeah, man. But that was how his on the radio when they would play like on V and like on WIBB down there, it would always be DJ Terminator Saturday night, not Saturday. Saturday night DJ Terminator.
Somebody's got to have access to an old DJ Terminator commercial, right? Like, oh, if they played on V103, somebody in the building has one. Maybe it's on YouTube or something like that. Yeah. I would love... I mean, not to say that I'm sure what you did there was just almost an exact representation of it. The DJ that did our wedding was named DJ Blaze. And I always wonder, like, how do you come up with your DJ name? Some of them maybe are obvious, some of them aren't. DJ Blaze called himself that because he would DJ events in clothing that had, like, fire print on it. So he had, like, some black boots that had flames on it. And he wore an old bowling shirt that had flames up it. And if you're looking to get married in the Western North Carolina area and you're looking for a wedding DJ, avoid DJ Blaze. I'm not giving DJ Blaze an endorsement. He got hammered and then did the worm on the dance floor. And then
The DJ.
And he also played songs that were not pre-approved. I was very specific about not playing any music that was not pre-approved. And then all of a sudden we're going off the list. He's getting drunk doing the worm in the dance floor, hitting on bridesmaids. Do not book DJ Blaze for your wedding in the Western North Carolina area. That is a thumbs down from me. Would not recommend. Let's get to the most important audio in the world. The only part of our wedding that was, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was just kind of funny. Big clip of the day brought to you by Braxton Automotive, after warranty luxury auto repair.
We'll just do it day to day with who's here and not worry about it. I'm not concerned right now about... You know, when Freddie gets back, we'll get him ready. When all those guys, when they get back, we've already talked about, you know, when they come but right now, as we go forward, we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna use the guys that we got here, obviously, and really not worry about something we can't control right yet.
Brian Snitker there yesterday talking about, you know, when you might get guys who've tested positive back. Freddie Freeman obviously being the most prominent of the players that is out, and you know, hopefully he gets healthy and gets back as soon as possible. If Brian Snitker's, like, I don't want to say attitude, because I know he cares about all of this, of course, but like if his tenor on these topics is any indicator of how he's going to be able to deal with them, he's going to be just fine. Brian Snitker sounds like he's on the back porch having an iced tea. Like he sounds like the most relaxed man in the world right there.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, he is, and I think it's more with more or less of the, you know, trying to, you know, make him, Brian Snitker seems like he's a soothing guy, manager.
Yeah,
you know,
calming,
you know,
presence.
Calming presence. And you got to understand, like, a lot of these Braves players, they're homegrown. And who has been with this organization longer than Brian Snitker? Wasn't he the manager all them years up there in Gwinnett?
Yeah, I mean, he's been here forever.
Yeah, and so they've known him. He's watched them grow, and they've watched... And they've known him since they were young and legit and everything, growing through the minor league system. So they're comfortable with him. But I think he's comfortable, and he just has that soothingness. Like he's a, you know, like, you know, come here and put my arm around you, talk to you type manager. And I think that's why he is the way he is. What did Chip Kerr say? Chip Kerr says this man knows. He knows his team. But, you know, Brian Snitker knows these guys. He knows their ins and outs. He knows their weaknesses and their strengths. And so, I mean, as long as he knows that, I'm sure he's not trying to – you know, overthink thing. I think that's the biggest thing. Not overthink it. Don't overthink it.
Well, and you can't, because you just can't really know what's coming next. It's all, like we've said a bunch of times, it's all about your ability to deal with the next issue. Whatever. There's going to be another one. I don't know what it's going to be, but there's going to be a bump in the road for the Braves at some point before the season starts. And when the season starts, it's just your ability to handle it when it does. And I know football is different than baseball, and this baseball season is different than any other we've seen. But, I mean... coaching and leadership and the culture maybe is an overused word, but like the vibe that the coach is able to create inside the locker room, like how much it does that in your experience, you've played for a lot of different coaches. Like how much did that dictate how you felt going into situations? Like if you had a coach who went into a, like kind of like Snitker, who is a calming presence, who you felt like did have a grip on things, does that do much for you as a player, or is it more just kind of on you to handle it yourself?
I think it's to each his own. Yeah, if you ask me, I think I was more, you know, I didn't Like, I didn't, it really didn't matter to me that your type of coaching method, because I was able to adjust to everything. You know, I guess a lot of it had to do with the military, my, you know, military background and growing up, you know, what moving around and not, you know, having to adjust on the fly. I'm here one day where mama got to go to this base. So I was always never, you know, set in one way of doing anything. But I look at it like that. Like one of my, I'll use this example. Coach Wonstad was fine until stuff started going wrong. You know, then he would start panicking and wailing. And you're like, damn, calm down, Dave. Calm down. You know, calm down.
It's not good.
You know? And, you know, Nick Saban, he was different. He was always, you know, in his feelings about something. But he was like, but the thing about it, you never thought that he was panicked. Like, you felt Dave was panicked. You know, even though Nick Saban's yelling and screaming, he never seems panicked. You know, and that's what I'm saying when he was coaching us. So, I mean, I think it's just however you adjust to being whoever your coach, your manager, whatever it is. I mean, some players, they feed off of. Sometimes the energy of the manager feeds off on you. Like, if he has negative body language, it'll feed off you. Not Randy. I mean, hell, I got to worry about myself. I ain't got time to worry about what's going on in your life. I can't help that somebody ate the last of the Cheerios. You know, that's your fault. That's your house. I'm going. Let's go. Let's get some nubs in. Let's get some Frosted Flakes then. You know,
was that usually Dave Wonstad's problem? Somebody ate all the Cheerios?
I don't know. But when Dave, and I tell you, I love Dave Wonstad. He gave an opportunity, drafted me and everything. But, man, you want to talk about somebody. When stuff went wrong with Dave, you knew what went wrong with Dave. Dave be whining and throwing.
Panicking, like panic has to be one of the worst traits that a head coach can have. Like, there's a lot of bad things you can do as a coach, a lot of good things you can do. But, like, when things get rough and you panic, like, that's a bad situation. That's a bad way to be as a head coach. All right, back to the Braves here. And Travis d'Arnaud, he spoke yesterday as well about how risky this is all going to be.
It's scary with a you know, wife and a child. I just want to make sure my family's safe and taken care of. There's just a couple extra things we have to do now is, you know, right when we get home, just wash our hands and always carry a hand sanitizer bottle and just wear a mask and be really smart about this so we can continue to play and get the season going.
Yeah, and hopefully everybody does that. I mean, it is as much as it is on the leagues to have protocols and testing and keeping guys safe. It's on individuals, too. Like, it is on you to make sure that what you are doing is as safe as it can possibly be. I mean, that goes beyond sports. Like, I know that there's a lot of different reasons why we're dealing with the numbers we're dealing with right now, but I do find it to be a little bit scapegoaty when people are simply blaming leadership about our numbers. Like, also, it's on individuals in sports and in society. Like, you have to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? Like, you're supposed to take the precautions.
Right.
Mayor Bottoms today made the announcement that masks are going to be mandatory in public in Atlanta. That's good. That's good. But you could have been doing that yesterday and probably should have been doing that yesterday. Like, I don't know. It's
going to
be some
fights
when people want to blame somebody.
It's going to be some fights because the folks don't want to wear that thing, man. I don't like wearing it, but I wear mine. I can't stay. I told you I wore the liquor store. While I thought the woman, I could have sworn she thought I was going to rob her. But I was. But I'm, hey. You know what's crazy? They're showing these videos. We talked about the videos of down in the bubble and everything, and now they got a WNBA lady. What's her name? Alicia Clark. I guess she plays for Seattle. And so it's crazy because they're showing videos. They got worms and all kind of crap in their rooms. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But that's not good. But I mean, now they're trying to find up some better accommodations and all that because they're all down at the IMG. Yeah, I mean, if you took care of what you could take care of, because the one thing you can't have in a time like this, and I found myself guilty of it sometimes, is fatigue. It's fatigue of washing your hands. It's the fatigue of doing these things. You got to, because when you're tired of doing something, bro, it don't matter what they tell you. I'm tired. I don't want to do it like that no more. I want to do it this way. And you can't do that. You can't do that. So I'm still constantly watching, like, damn, wash my hands. And I got that little damn Samuel reminder, Daddy, you wash your hands. Like, you know, damn alert. Daddy, you wash your hands.
That's good. Like, he's on because he's worried about you.
Yeah,
he knows you're getting older. You know, you're getting closer to, you know, you're more susceptible to it.
Watch yourself, homie. Watch yourself, homie.
Well, you're older. You know, every day goes by. 41 now. What did your mom say? You're big daddy now.
I'm big daddy. I'm big daddy status now.
Big
whatever
daddy
that
status
means.
Now. They get older.
Hey, man.
What?
Stop. Hey, I ain't old. I'm
no, you're not
older than you.
You're always gonna be older than me.
Yeah.
Always.
And don't be telling folks my real age.
I didn't say how old you were. Did I?
Yes, you did.
Did
Andy.
I just say exactly how old you were?
Yes.
My bad.
Damn it. Sorry, everybody, why is everybody still fighting about this damn Matt Ryan?
Yeah. Are they still doing that?
They still arguing about Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan ain't said one damn thing.
I know, that's the great thing. Matt Ryan's playing golf, working out, hanging out with his twins, and everybody's online spending their energy on Matt Ryan. Who cares? So stupid. All right, we'll come back. We'll look at some football cards. Maybe we'll find a Matt Ryan card. We haven't found a Matt Ryan card yet. That'd be fun. Maybe we'll find Randy as well. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com. Oh. 20 minutes away from some damn good questions with Wendy Adams. Oh, were you going to go?
Oh, no, dude. Because I can't. I can never say that verse without cursing. So I'm
no, kidding. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't censor that.
DJ Ken Roundtree on the board today.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't know what Ken's DJ name would actually be, but we were talking about
DJ. DJ K Round.
Oh, that's pretty good. DJ K Round. And you know what's acceptable? I've just learned. It would be acceptable for him to use that because you just gave it to him. I just got a direct message from one of our listeners, DJ Freedom, who's also a DJ. DJ Freedom, by the way, an awesome name, who says you can't name yourself as a DJ.
Oh, really?
Somebody has to. Yeah, and he says DJ Freedom was the name given to him by Arthur Blank at an event a number of years back, and now he's a wedding and event DJ and does all that. He said DJ Blaze, by the way, the guy that did my wedding, would have been fired from his company for doing all that nonsense that I said he did at my wedding. But his AMA question, just something to think about, because we'll get there in an hour and 20 minutes. His AMA question for us was, since you can't come up with a DJ name for yourself, what would my DJ name that I would come up with for you be? And what would your DJ name that you would come up with for me and Wendy be, and Wendy for us? So we'll think on that. We'll get to that at 1:40. Always love a good early AMA question, and that's definitely one of them, either on Twitter or on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. I'm about to say something that I never would have thought would be something that would be so exciting to me, but it is. Do you want to know the lineups of the Braves inter-squad scrimmage that's happening today at 1 o'clock? We have lineups.
I saw it.
That's exciting. That means they're going to – I mean, it's just a scrimmage.
It's a damn scrimmage, Andy.
I know, but it's sports, kind of. Okay. They're out there playing sports against it. It's Max Fried versus Mike Soroka today. That's
pretty
fun.
Good. I like it.
You want to know the lineups? You probably already
Not
know.
Really.
But people,
I know them.
Can I tell them to the people or –
Andy, you a grown man. You can do what the hell you want to do.
Well, I figured you might care. And maybe if you don't care, then nobody else cares.
This your damn show, too.
No, it's ours. You know. All right, so I'm going to do it anyway. So the team that Mike Soroka is pitching for, so Max Fried will be pitching against this lineup. Ronald Acuna, Echevarria, Ozuna, Riley, Flowers, Culberson, Alonso, and Jackson. That's the nine that that Soroka's pitching against. Here's the nine. Oh, sorry. That's the nine that Fried is pitching against. Here's the nine that Soroka is pitching against. Ender Inciarte batting leadup. Interesting. Ender Inciarte in the leadoff spot. Maybe we'll see that every now and then. Ozzie Albies second. Darno third. Duvall, Swanson, Camargo, O'Brien, and Contreras. So those are the lineups. Fried versus Soroka. Each of them can go 35 to 50 pitches. And then the bullpens will come in after that. But I mean, they're kind of playing baseball against each other today over there at Truist Park. I don't know if they're streaming it. They should. I know other teams have streamed some of their workouts. I'll try to find out whether or not the Braves are streaming this today. I'll put it on the computer screen and watch it a little bit. So yeah, Ronald Acuna get out there and see if he can't take Max Fried deep. That's the hard part, though. Do you want him to? Do you want Ronald Acuna to hit a home run off Max Fried, or do you want Max Fried to strike Ronald Acuna out? Like, I don't know. What do you root for?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to root for Ronnie.
Okay. I'm going to root for Ronnie, too. All right. We'll see if we can find that stream. Either way, the Braves are getting ready for their scrimmage today at 1 o'clock. They're playing baseball, practicing baseball, in a hope that the baseball season will return in just a couple weeks from now. The MLS is Back tournament kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock. Jason Longshore will join us at 1:20 today in an hour from right now to talk about that, talk about Atlanta United, who play on Saturday. So, sports are returning, Randy. Hopefully. Hopefully sports are returning. Oh, look at this. The first card I draw. This is perfect. Your teammate at this time, Antonio Gates, tight end, San Diego Chargers.
Dude, you know, they always say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, yeah, you can. Because when I got to San Diego, I remember when I first decided to go to San Diego, and I was actually in Vegas, and, you know, and North called me and everything. He's like, well, you want to come out after your vacation? He's like, no, I'm going to go back to Florida and detox, and then I'll fly back in about a week. And so when I got back to Florida, I got a chance to talk to Tone and everything. And me and Antonio, we've hung out together, but not like we weren't friends. You know, we just cool. We've seen each other in Miami, or I saw him in Trinidad once because that's where his wife's from. And they were down there for Carnival. They were down there at Carnival. And that's what me and him actually got to chill. So when I got to San Diego, the first person that met me when I got to San Diego was Philip. I mean, I don't know what they told me I was on the way, but as soon as you walked through the front door, Philip was sitting right there waiting. And then once I met Philip and went and talked to Gates, we sat down and talked, and I went out and watched this man practice. Man, you can see why he's damn near a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Man, he practices so hard, and he runs every route in practice like it's in game. Now, I don't care if we were doing routes versus air, one-on-ones, whatever. There's this route we call a pivot route. And it's basically what a tight end does. He releases, he goes over the ball, and he runs his route off of the middle linebacker. Now, everybody knows the damn route. Everybody knows on 35, we're going to run 239, Y-pivot. Y-pivot swing. Everybody knows we're going to run. And everybody knows that Phillip is going to Gates no matter what the coverage is, and they never could stop it because he ran that route differently every single time. Every single time he would run the damn route, dude. Now, you know what's coming. The linebacker would turn his shoulders. I got him. And Gates would give him one more step. And then, I mean, it was unbelievable how he ran that damn route. And he was just a touchdown scorer. I mean, every time you look at it, like, damn, Gates got another one?
Yeah.
But, I mean, because when I first got it, he had a real bad plantar fasciitis. I mean, it was all the way in his toe. It was so bad. I saw them have to stick a needle in his toe at halftime so he could finish the game. And then he got to one where he just couldn't go. But it was lucky because I was there. So, you know, they were like, okay, Randy's cool. Randy's on offense. And that's when we kept winning and everything. The offense was doing well. But, yeah, that dude is just – he's just different. He's just a different cat. Cheapest dude ever now. You want to talk about cheap? That brother cheap. You cheap.
Okay, you have an example?
Oh, because whenever we got to on a road trip, whenever we got to a city, wherever we're going, and so it would always be the same dudes. We'd always go out to dinner, and of course it would be a nice restaurant. It was always me, Tequio, Sean Phillips, Larry English, and then a rookie that sometimes would have to pay for it, and then Gates. But the thing with Gates was Gates would be like, all right, y'all ready? We're gonna go to dinner and all that. And this was Gates. Well, let me see what they got in the hospitality first. Like, man, dude, you one of the richest tight ends ever. You one of my some. Let's go see what's in the hospitality suite first. I'm telling you, dude, you talking about cheap.
I love it. I love that. I love when people. Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. If you grow up poor or you grow up frugal or whatever you want to call it, sometimes that never wears off. There's nothing wrong with that. I like that very much. All right, that was great. Antonio Gates, card one. Card two, Doug Baldwin, wide receiver. And it was funny, Doug Baldwin and Antonio Gates have something in common.
Undrafted.
Not drafted. Both end up having very good careers.
I don't know a lot about Doug other than what I've seen
Gates
him on the field.
Gates had a great career. Doug had a good career.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about Doug other than what you've told me and what I see playing. All I see is every ounce of toughness there is, man. One of my favorite things about anything in life is I like self-made men and women. I like self-made people. I like people that have grinded and worked, and then you see the fruits of their labor, and once they get those fruits, they still continue to grind. And that's what I noticed about Doug Baldwin. That man, you know, he went from a special teams guy to being Russell's number one guy to being one of the better wide receivers in football. He's never been an elite receiver, but damn if he ain't dependable. Yeah, I'll tell you
he
that.
He made a lot of money, too.
And he made a lot of big catches for him. But, I mean, you know, you hate to see why he had to quit playing football because, you know, once that body says no, it's hard to really trick it into coming back and playing.
Doug Baldwin, two quick stories. Doug Baldwin, the only professional athlete to ever call into a radio show that I was hosting. Uh-huh. I said something that he disagreed with, and he called in, and we had a conversation, and it was actually awesome. We ended up seeing eye to eye on whatever it was at the end of it. That was very cool. Also, Doug Baldwin, I don't want to say big problems, but if there's ever been an issue in my brother's marriage, it's his wife's interest in Doug Baldwin. Like, for me, it's Jeff Francoeur and Greg Olson. For them,
don't talk about Jeff Francoeur, because Jody is Miss Jody out here snitching. She out on these.
What happened?
She's snitching. She tweeted you. I mean, I can't believe Miss Jody out there just dry snitching.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, is that right? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Wow, thanks, Jody. That's good info. Let's read this aloud to the class. If you guys are passing notes, let's read the note aloud to the class.
We got to do our football card.
No, it's fine. We did a couple. We'll do more. There's a lot in the box. For Andy, after hearing Randy's non-jealousy of your other friends, I remembered something. A few days ago, Randy had an interaction with Frank Hoor on Twitter. Did you see it, and how did it make you feel? I didn't see it.
Okay.
I didn't. Care to enlighten us?
No. Jeff saw the picture of me playing golf. He said, "How'd you hit him?" Or how many holes? He had something. And I said, "What are you talking?" And I said, "Are you talking about how many beers did I have?" He laughed. I laughed. He said, "Hoping your family doing well. Enjoy your fourth." I said, "Same to you." That was it. It was completely innocent, Andy.
He laughed. I laughed. Sounds delightful. Sounds like you guys had a wonderful time. Maybe
it was
next
completely
time go tee it up with Jeff.
It was it was completely innocent. Okay, all right. Jeff's a nice guy. All right, he's a nice guy. All right, I know it's people over here.
All right, damn, that's hard to hear. I didn't expect that to be something that happened today. I don't want to say betrayed. Betrayed isn't the right word.
Jody gonna be snitching though.
Betrayed isn't the right word.
Dry snitching Jody. Learning from dry snitching Andy.
Doesn't feel good though. Wow. Let's move on. What if the next card I drew was Greg Olson? That would have been incredible.
That'd be so great.
All right, let's find a good one. That's the whole Chiefs team. Frank Gore, running back, San Francisco 49ers.
I've always talked about Frankie G, man. He's one of my favorite players, one of my favorite just people to be around. Work. You want to talk about work all off season? Like being down there in Miami and be on like on that field turf, and Frankie have a full cotton sweatsuit on out there. We out there pulling sleds. I mean, Frank will put in work, and you know, I'm surprised. I'm glad he's still playing. He's good for football. One of the best power runners I've ever seen, but he wasn't run yo, but he could slash. And I was, and this is a true fact. Now it might not have been 100% true, but if Frank Gore doesn't get hurt at Miami, you never hear Willis McGahee or Clint Portis. They were not taking a job from Frank Gore. Frank Gore was so damn good in high school, Andy. It didn't make any sense how great he was.
Really, Kenny? I'm trying to find this interaction real quick. I see the picture.
First
There's
off,
so many comments on it.
West Side.
Where you, is it?
Come on, man.
He verified. He's got a blue check. Doesn't
it? It was innocent.
I don't even have a blue check. Sounds innocent.
It was innocent.
God, now I'm going back through the picture and everybody's saying I look like Gary Busey. Awesome. Cool Wednesday. We'll come back and get to some damn good questions with Wendy Adams. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Man, Kitty, you better stop, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from what's trending, back into the big headlines of the day. Jason Longshore going to join us at 1:20, an hour away from the AMA. And Wendy going to be with us in just a minute for
ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Some damn good questions.
This beat so cold.
It is a great beat.
Yeah, great man. Beat. It's so cold.
It's hard to enjoy.
Man?
It's just hard, it's a little hard to enjoy anything. Honestly, I found the exchange. I found the thread on Twitter between you and Jeff Frankhor.
Okay.
And I guess I 15 years was a lofty goal. It was a lot to ask. I just thought we'd get closer than this. I thought we'd get closer than a year and 2 months. But I guess that's what it is. And so, unfortunately, it's going to be Jeff and Randy now. And
don't do that.
Everybody enjoys the show.
Here's
the thing. It was going fine until the last two words. You posted a picture of us, good time having golf, whatever. Somebody responds to it and says, "What was your final number?" There's nothing of beers. That's funny. Okay, back and forth. Ha ha, cigars, whatever. Happy fourth to your family. Of course, you have to respond to that. It would be rude. It would be rude not to.
Right.
And it would have been would have been a lot less hurtful if it would have just been, ha-ha, same to you. There you go.
Okay.
Same to you.
Okay.
But you had to add the final two words and an exclamation point.
My man.
Same to you, my man.
Yeah.
My man. Damn.
But here's the thing, man. I say that to everybody. That's my my man is like, hey, man, I bet, my bad. All right. Okay. No, I ain't apologizing. I'm a grown damn man. Damn, what the hell am I over doing? Damn, apologizing. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. That's great. The hell am I apologizing for?
Yeah. I just appreciate Jody for bringing it to my attention. It's good to know.
Damn.
It's good to
damn
know.
It. Damn, Jody.
Same to you,
just,
my
just
man.
Just snitched on me.
Yeah, she snitched on you. All right. That's pretty funny. Yeah, we're good. Let's get to some good questions. Some damn good questions with Wendy.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gephardt.
Not Brian Gephardt. He's drunk on a golf course in North Carolina. Wendy is in for him for the remainder of the week on his two segments, maybe forever because his ego's gotten out of control. Brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Dow 678 ESOG now. Hey, Wendy.
It appears to me that I might be in for you for forever with this Jeff Francoeur, you know, saga that we have going on now. The betrayal, yeah. Randy.
The betrayal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I find it fascinating.
I'm going to start tweeting back and forth with Christian Fourier or something.
Is that going to hurt your feelings, Randy?
I didn't forget.
Hell no, you're going to hurt my feelings. Andy, no, I don't like that.
I don't know why. I still don't know the story, but
yeah, you don't know. You don't have to know why I don't like him. I don't like him.
Yeah, which is good enough for me, and so I don't like him either, and I'll never tweet with him. But you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey Wendy.
Hey guys. Ahead, Wendy. Well, Olympic sprinter Usain Bolt. Well, he took to social media yesterday to introduce his first child to the world, and this is what her name is: Olympia Lightning Bolt. Now, how much pressure...
Hold on. Say it again. Her name is what?
Olympia Lightning Bolt.
That is...
Now, how much pressure is on you as the daughter of an 8-time Olympic gold medalist if your name is Olympia Lightning Bolt?
Well, she can't be slow.
That's one thing she cannot be, is slow. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, I mean, anytime you're... parent is that amazing at something, there's probably going to be some unfortunate pressure. I mean, I hope that he doesn't put that on her.
Right.
She can do whatever she wants to do. But yeah, you're right. With a name like Olympia Lightning Bolt, I mean, maybe she doesn't have to be like a gold medal winner, but don't be slow.
you
can't come in last on the playground.
That's the thing about it.
Right.
That's a good question. I mean, the thing with the you know, the living up to the name, because, you know, I think more than anything, she got – I always hate to say that kids have to live up to their famous parents or the athletic. It's just hard. It really is hard. And it's even harder if you put that pressure on them to try to live up to it, because there's already enough pressure from the outside world because of what the last name on your jersey says. That's one. That's the ultimate pressure anyways. But, yeah, I mean – yeah, she can't be slow, Andy. She got to be able to get out them blocks.
I mean, she's got the genes. Obviously, yeah. I don't know what her mom does, but I mean, if you get anything from the dad's side, she should be able to run a little bit. I mean, there's no shortage of great Jamaican sprinters, both male and female. So
yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, 20 years from now, she's represented Jamaica in the – I guess – I don't know if she was born in Jamaica or the United States, but whatever country she was born in. She's representing in the Olympics Olympia Lightning Bolt.
That'd be so cool.
That's just a cool damn name in and of itself.
Dude, I need to know something. And I'm throwing this out to the bros, to the fellas out there. Who has the most jammiest track team in the world, Jamaica or the Bahamas?
Randy,
it's a great question. I don't know.
We can go with that as who got the yammiest volleyball teams: the Brazilians,
the Venezuelans, Brazilians, maybe? Argentinians.
Thanks, Katie. Yeah, the Brazilians.
And Randy, have you hired a scouting department for the Yams, Cabini?
I'm still working on it. I think I got somebody in mind that I might let into the Yams committee as a I'm not going to tell you yet.
International consultant?
Yes. All right. So he got to be an international guy. He's got to be. He got to be in somewhere. All right. He has to be able to have said he went to the international terminal over at Hartsville. You know, that's what I need. I need one of them guys.
a track yam is a very specific type. That's a firm, high sitting yam.
Yeah, dog. It's firm.
You don't need pumps to make those yams more yammy.
The formation of the track yams.
Track yams a whole different type of yam.
Yes, sir.
Very
them shouts.
Yam.
Woo, Lord have mercy. Them shouts, ABN. The other one, when I was in school, we had a world-class track runner in Debbie Ferguson. She was from the Bahamas, and she ran the Olympics and everything. And I had the biggest crush. Debbie was the nicest girl ever. But I was crushing on Debbie, like, because I think we were both freshmen. She came in the year before I did. But yeah, but she was the sweetest girl, and I was a low life freshman, so she wasn't giving me no time of day. Yeah, I was a low life redshirt freshman. She wasn't studying me.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's a great question. I'm interested to find out who our international yam expert is going to be, because again, yeah, like, we haven't added a member to the yam committee in a while.
He was the last one. So I got a couple guys. Like I said, you got to be able to go to the international, part of the airport, because that means you'd have been somewhere.
You got
to
have a passport to be
an international
yamologist.
Yam committee passport. We should make that a real thing.
Yes.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is not going to be allowed to have much fun off the football year. For the next 10 years, he can't do things like ride jet skis, play basketball, baseball, any activity really besides football. So is it worth it for the next 10 years because of the $503 million contract?
Hell yeah.
10 years of not being able to have fun. No swimming in the pool, Randy.
No swimming. Man, we've been living in this house all this time. This is the most I've been in the pool since we've been in the house lately, because I'm basically can't do nothing. Man, I don't need to have no damn fun with all that money. Does it say I can't go to the shake joint? Does it say I can't drink my liquor? Does it say I can't, there's a lot more things. There's a lot more things than jet skiing. What?
I got a couple questions, because obviously you're the only one of us who's been in the position to sign a contract like that might prohibit you from doing things. Would you sign a $500 million contract if it meant, and not now, because now you're not doing it anymore, you're grown and all that, but when you were 20, whatever, when you were Patrick Mahomes' age, would you have signed a $500 million contract that said you couldn't go to the strip club?
Damn right I would. Damn them strippers.
Yeah, $500 million.
Yeah, damn them strippers. What if it meant
stop drinking?
Damn that liquor. Hey, man, I'd be the richest sober dude in the world. Man, please. I don't participate in the ganja, but I might have to participate in that, because yeah, for 500 mil,
find something to stimulate you.
Hell yeah, 500 mil. And I give up anything except for my babies and my lady or my mom and them. Man, 500. Everything is on the table to be given up. But
when you signed with St. Louis, the big deal, was there stuff in there that you couldn't do, like jet skis and stuff like that?
Oh, my first big deal was with Miami. Yeah, it was more like motorcycles and stuff like that. Yeah, it was in my contract, but I didn't ride motorcycles, so I didn't care. It was like in most of those contracts that the ones I signed, and they had those kind of stipulations, I didn't do anything like that anyways. I don't water ski. Now I jet ski all day. I don't get on the water skis, man. I ain't got the right equilibrium for them jet ski. I mean, for them water skis, man.
Water skiing's hard.
Yeah, I know.
Wakeboarding's hard too. That stuff's tough.
Which one? Yeah, but I'm good on that. But no, yeah, and I'm gonna get, man, damn those scribbles. If you think I'm gonna give a 500 to see you shake, I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
What if it meant giving up grilling?
Hey, I like fried food and anyways.
God, you got such good immediate responses. For $500 million, I mean, you named it, Randy. I mean, aside from your family?
Yeah.
Put it on the list. I'll give it up.
Hell yeah. 500? 500. That's what I was like. 500.
$500 million. Can you believe we're in a place where a football player got $500 million? Yeah, I mean, he earned it. With the economy of the NFL, he earned it. It's what he should have got. That's crazy.
Dog, according to the fellas, we got it's kind of split between the Yam track team. It's kind of split between the Jamaicans and then Kev, he threw in the Dominican Republic volleyball team, ladies. Yeah, man. Whew. Are them shots supposed to be fitting like that in beach volleyball?
I think so.
Oh.
I think so. It's more aerodynamic, I think, that way. Thanks, Wendy. Thank you, Wendy. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Half an hour away from Jason Longsword, Aerodynamics, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.